This is Twit.
Let's see here. Okay, a few other products to get to. The Nest Mini, which is basically...
I'm opening it right now.
Oh, that's right. So you got the Nest Mini. This is nearly identical to the original Google Home Mini, as Flo is showing right now, as Duncan is showing. Everybody's got one but me. Fine.
Look at this hook. Look at this hook.
Would you just take a look at the hook?
Look at
I'm
the
sorry, my video isn't yet. Great today, guys.
Just look at that hook. So moderate, I would say, refresh. Although, you know, it's the Google Home Mini has been out for a couple of years. Again, go away, Google. And we're getting a moderate update here. What do you guys think? I mean, it's got better bass, supposedly. They've added a third mic for better voice detection. Also proximity detection, so it lights up as you approach it. Has a dedicated machine learning chip with 1 teraops compute. So basically more local on-device processing, which is kind of a movement that Google is heading on a lot of these products, it seems. Intercom ability, so you can call from one to the other from inside the home as well as from outside. That's really neat, and I hope that comes to all the other Google Home devices or Nest Home devices, whatever you want to call them. And they're using recycled plastic bottles and fabrics, which is kind of good for good for the earth.
This is part of the he might have this today because I called him after the event to kind of give him a rundown, and I was just saying, you know, we're going to get a couple of changes to the ecosystem in our house because we have Nest original Nest products and we have these products, and they had mentioned about kind of a little bit of interoperability between the two and just how you're going to be able to like use some of the Nest smart speakers to listen in, for instance, if there is a fire alarm or something of the sort.
Yeah.
And so I just think about making these really accessible to folks, you know, so that and really easy to make, and they're kind of making them out of recycled material. This is all like just to make it like, oh, well, I'm just going to go out and put a couple in my home and I have an intercom system. I have a home group immediately so we can all listen to the same thing or whatever. I could put one in each of the kids' rooms and like affix it to the wall and they have like a little stereo kind of thing. This is just part of that. Put it all in your home, make it easy. And they kind of, I feel like they were saying, why fix it if it isn't broke?
Yeah.
Kind of thing with in terms of the design, and they just added the hook to make it so that you didn't have to go out and buy like a $10 third party just to kind of get it to do what you wanted it to do.
Very smart.
And, you know, it's going up in my house.
Yeah,
so
right on. Okay, so yeah, and I've got one on order. I'm very curious to compare it to the original. Still $49, so they're keeping the price consistent, still $49, and probably Google's going to have, you know, like crazy blowouts on these things as they've been doing with the original Google Home Mini. So, you know, you'll probably see price drops around Black Friday and Christmas and stuff. Pre-order today, October 22nd availability. What's the Australian release schedule for this, Duncan? Is it soon, I hope?
It is. So it'll come out later this month. It's $79, which just like yours, is the same price as the original Google Mini. I was originally really happy that they kept exactly the same design and shape. And I thought, okay, great, because I've got a portable battery pack that I put my old Google Home Mini in, and that's great for sort of traveling with. But it turns out that they have removed the micro USB slot, and it's just back to a standard power adapter. So all of those legacy accessories aren't going to be compatible, despite the fact that comparing the two, they look to be pretty much identical. Not a big deal, I guess. I was a little disappointed that the rumors of a 3.5mm headphone jack, thus enabling this to become a Chromecast audio replacement or semi-replacement, so that you can get your old wired speakers and get some Google goodness into those, isn't there. There's Bluetooth dongles and so forth that you can use.
Oh, okay.
Not a huge shame there, but when the FCC pictures leaked and they didn't have a space for it, we thought that might be an erroneous leak. But overall, like I said, it's just a minor refresh. I'm looking forward to the extra sound. I've got a few of these around the house. I'm interested to listening to it. It's certainly frustrating. You know, they just move slightly on your table and you go to tap the side of it to change the volume. And you're tapping the wrong bit. So having those lights come on when your hand gets near, that's a user experience improvement. That's a 2.0 generation uplift. It doesn't sound like much. It's easy to dismiss. But if you've got one in your house, it will make a difference. So it's a nice iterative upgrade. I don't think this category needed much else.
Yeah, except how far down the line do you think it's going to be before Google starts adding Solly Radar to this? Because this seems like a device that would actually really benefit from the swiping over the top to turn the volume up and down. Like, it seems almost ideal for it. I'm kind of surprised. Although they got to roll it out and test it and stuff like that. But I almost guarantee you that's somewhere on the product pipeline. It's going to happen at some point.
Yeah. I think the Pixel 4 being that sort of early dev program, they're going to test it this year and see what they can do. I was screaming that they should have had a Solly chip in the Hub Max. Now I'm thinking maybe not. Maybe it is just let it sit in one product, test that one product, and then roll out meaningful features after that.
Not only that, now that I think about it, Google has to go through all the gymnastics of clearing, you know, the certification in all these different countries. This buys Google some time for a product that, I mean, is it safe to say that the Google Home catalog, it has been more of a success for Google from a units sold perspective than Pixel devices? I actually don't know the answer to that, but I certainly see a lot more people talking about having a Google Home in their house than people saying, I have a Pixel device out in the wild. And so maybe this allows Google to button up those relationships, button up that certification in all these different places that when they do bring it to the home, it can go everywhere instead of being hamstrung and limited. But that's totally speculation.
I think it'd be right if you look at unit shipped. I mean, one, sometimes you buy a box of cereal and get a free Google Home Mini in it.
Yeah.
They're just giving them away, which totally. Is a fantastic play. You want that gateway into people's houses. You want them using it. I get more questions about Google Home and Assistant Voice than I do anything else. When people ask me about stuff, you know, phones and all that, I don't care about. But, you know, assistant speakers, that's what I get most questions. Oh, can it do this and can it do that? It has people interested. This ambient computing, I think they really are onto something.